Here's an urgent alert from the Student Loan Hotline. The average student loan debt is $25,000. Have you been out of college for 10 or more years and you're still making your student loan payments? If you are struggling with paying off your student loan, if you are past due, Nationwide Student Loan Relief can now restructure your student loans. We can get your student loans out of default, stop any wage garnishments, stop harassing collection calls, even eliminate your student loan payment. If you can't afford your student loans, or if you're past due and you need help, you must call right now. We will restructure your loan or your money back, and that's a guarantee. So call the Student Loan Hotline right now. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707. 800-949-8707.
Live from San Francisco on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network, you are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with your hosts, Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi.
Are you ready?
Let's get it on!
How's it going, everybody? Brian Alvarez here on Wrestling Observer Live. We are here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern, Sunday, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. It is the Hell in a Cell Fallout show here today. What do you think of the show? I thought it was the good, the bad, and the ugly. As is often the case with WWE pay-per-views. There was some very good wrestling. There was some bad wrestling. Although most of it was good, I will say that. There were some god-awful finishes. There was some nonsensical booking. And that's it. That's the story of Hell in a Cell. Whatever your thoughts, you're welcome to contact us here today. If you want to call me direct, 844-411-5411. That is 844-411-5411. When you call, if you hear the show, you're next. So be ready to go if you call that line. You can sit on hold, 1-800-878-PLAY. That is 1-800-878-7529. That is the sports byline number. And you can send us your text messages. That's the easiest, 425-780-7566. If you send a text message, guaranteed I'll get it. Can't guarantee I'll read it, but I will do my best to respond to all of those here today. So much to talk about. I really don't want to talk about Becky Lynch here today, although I'm sure that most of the show will be dedicated to that. I don't want to read a fable. I mean, that did a world of good, as you can see, after watching the nonsensical booking in the Hell in a Cell show. I have noticed that the really nonsensical booking in WWE, I always say, it's not the Road Dog, it's not this writer, it's not that writer, it's all Vince McMahon, I say. If you like things on SmackDown, it's Vince McMahon. If you don't like things on SmackDown, it's Vince McMahon. I can't help but notice, I don't want to call anybody out, but I can't help but notice that the dumbest storylines are all on SmackDown. Why is that? Coincidence, perhaps. We'll be back in just a moment to kick it off. Wrestling Observer Live.
Want to fly somewhere? Looking for cheap flights or cheap tickets? Then call. That's right. Call the low-cost airline travel hotline now for prices so low, we can't publish them anywhere. Low-cost airlines has all kinds of cheap travel deals. Fly domestically and save up to 75%. You can even fly internationally and save even more. Yes, fly anywhere in the world and save a lot of money on your plane tickets. We'll even save you money with cheap travel deals on hotels, rental cars, even complete travel packages. So don't book your tickets until you call us first for the absolute cheapest prices on U.S. and international airline tickets and hotels. Call right now for prices so low they can't be published. Travel experts are here 24/7 to help.
800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. 800-754-4531. That's 800-754-4531.
If you or a loved one is suffering from a physical or emotional condition that has left you unable to work, then listen carefully. Take this number down. 800-593-7491. That's 800-593-7491. When you call, you'll speak with a Social Security disability expert and get a free evaluation to see if you may qualify for disability insurance benefits from the U.S. government. That's right, a monthly cash payment paid directly to you from the Social Security Administration. Whether you're applying for the first time or you've already been denied disability benefits, call now. The disability attorneys at Pinnacle Disability can help you build your case, file an appeal, and represent you at no upfront cost to you. Don't wait another minute to see if you may qualify for your Social Security disability benefits. Call Pinnacle Disability Group at 800-593-7491 for your free case evaluation. That's 800-593-7491. 800-593-7491. Call now.
Attention business owners. Are you struggling while waiting for your customers to pay on their net 30, 60, or 90-day invoices? Can't get a business loan? Have no equity? Bad credit? Or maybe no credit at all? Then you need to call AmeriFactors right now. AmeriFactors will give you cash for your invoices and there's nothing to pay back. We simply buy your account receivables, and if those clients don't pay on the invoices, we take the loss. We give you funds based on your account receivables, not your credit. And 98% of all applicants are approved. It's that simple. With AmeriFactors, there's no more waiting for your customers to pay. We give you the funds up front, then we wait for your customers to pay us. Fund your business today. Call AmeriFactors right now.
800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. 800-847-1183. That's 800-847-1183.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Well, we're back here on the show. Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Brought it up after the break. I don't like to single out individuals because at the end of the day, it's Vince McMahon's show. But as I noted, I can't help but look at this show and notice that every match with very, very nonsensical booking was all on the SmackDown side. It's astounding. The Randy Orton-Jeff Hardy match, which was just randomly in a Hell in a Cell match, literally for no reason, except that Jeff wanted to be in the cell, which is nonsensical. Becky Lynch-Charlotte Flair, where their brilliant plan was to get Becky booed by the end of a match where she went in and worked as a babyface and won clean in the middle with a counter hold. To the AJ Styles Samoa Joe match where, hey, it was a creative finish. AJ Styles, he's caught in a choke, but he taps out as the ref is counting the pin and the ref doesn't see the tap. Although, the story here is that Samoa Joe threatened AJ Styles' family, the most diabolical thing that a man can do, threaten his family, and their finish is Joe gets unfairly screwed. And then Joe's so mad about this that he demands a match with no DQs, no countouts. There must be a finish. Which, by the way, in that match, you could do this exact same finish and he'd be screwed again. That doesn't make any sense. And of course, you had the main event finish, which was a Raw finish. But hey, what can I say about a disqualification in a Hell in a Cell match? Especially given the fact that in the very first match, they told you, the fans, that the referee can't just end the match. Randy Orton told him, and I quote, do your job, and forced him to count the pin. And then going into the main event, the announcers told us the referee is only there to count the pin or record the submission. And then, after all that, a referee runs down and just calls off the match. Hey, what to say? What did you think of the show, Mike?
It was a decent show by WWE standards. When you know you're going to get some pretty good action and some really lame finishes because they need to continue to push a story. And we got that. I'm one of the few people that's probably happy the AJ Styles Samoa Joe situation is continuing. I thought it was a great way to get out of things last night. I really thought it was a great finish. But when you brought up how many times AJ Styles has had some sort of wacky finish and you start counting them all up and you look back and, man, that Shinsuke Nakamura feud did him no favors when it comes to his finishes, but I guess that doesn't really matter in WWE universe at the end of things. I'm interested to know how you, as a actual professional wrestler, going out there, still out there today, facing off against giants of the industry like Marco Stunt, but you were trained by Buddy Wayne. You've been out there a lot. How do you feel about Goldust telling you on Twitter last night? This has been since deleted, that you've got to be a smark, obviously, because now hopefully the smarks will shut their pie holes. They don't understand how a story works. Congrats, Becky Lynch. Well deserved. I mean, how do you feel about that?
I'll tell you how I feel.
Please.
I'll tell you how I feel. I know that a lot of people want to bury the Road Dogg, and I've defended the Road Dogg to the degree that, yes, he is one of the main writers on SmackDown. But at the end of the day, it's still Vince McMahon's show. What I have to say about the Road Dogg and Goldust is they work for WWE. They're doing exactly what you would expect them to do. They're not going to come out here and explain that you guys are right. I mean, I wouldn't have done it this way, even though I did. I mean, of course they're going to defend this. The one thing I will say about them is get off social media.
I was going to say, why?
What are you guys doing arguing with fans on social media?
That's like, it.
Book your program, and if the people like it or don't like it, they like it or don't like it. But what is the Road Dogg doing and Goldust going on social media and yelling at the fans? It's preposterous.
That was the biggest insult of the whole Road Dogg thing. That's what got me so upset, was him basically responding back to fans who, I mean, obviously there's obvious trolls out there. But, like, honestly, going out there and basically gaslighting everybody over what this story was and how they should react and how, why are we not acquiescing to how WWE is viewing Becky Lynch in the character. And that now they're playing the sleight of hand that this is all just... this is all just nonsense. It was a bad story. You can have bad stories, and you can be called out for it, and that's what that was. You know, how they have gone about this whole thing with her has been a joke, especially, and it's been in contrast to how they have built it up and how they have conditioned their fans to believe. And just because everyone didn't bite at their attempt to pull the rug out from under everybody, and that they're upset about that and gotten their feelings bag about it and have to be on social media, that's what got me. Don't tell me how I should feel about the stuff you put out there. I give you credit, great credit, for the stuff that you do. But when you do stuff poorly and you get called out for that, either just bite the bullet and take it, don't say anything at all, or come up with far better defenses than what you did. But don't come back there and tell me what I saw wasn't the case, because that's what pisses me off. And it's now the same thing with Goldust. What are you even going out there saying anything about? Let the people have what they have with Becky. That's more of the story than her promo afterwards, which was great. It was probably better than the match was even. And that's where she shines at this stuff with Charlotte, and that's the reason that people are behind her. But they continue to screw that up. I mean, she was wearing black and attacked Charlotte for hugging a child while she was hugging a child and hanging out with a child on SmackDown. It's hard for me to believe that they don't actually still see Becky as a heel.
They do.
Long-term see that. And that's what is absolutely amazing about this.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hi, this is Dave from Baltimore.
Yes, Dave.
Just want to say that you guys are always do a tremendous job covering stuff like the pay-per-views and all the shows. I know time is precious, so I'm going to get right into it. I don't think as WWE develops, I don't think they're doing the traditional heel or babyface dynamic. It's a non-polar dynamic now. It's not about white hats or black hats. It's about, like, associations. It's about, oh, you attacked me last week, so I'm going to attack you. Maybe this is just an excuse for improper booking, like the Becky Lynch thing.
Of course,
but I don't think it's a situation now, because it's like you have they look at Cena, they look at Roman, and they think, well, they're supposed to be good guys, but the fans boo them and they put them in these awkward positions. So then that tells them that, well, heel and babyface doesn't work, so we'll make this thing where it's more like real politics.
I'll tell you what it is. I want to thank you very much for the call. You're sort of right here, okay? If you go back and you look at everything they've done with Roman Reigns over the past 4 years, okay, don't tell me that they honestly believe that there's no such thing as babyface and heels. They have tried every trick in the book to get fans to cheer Roman Reigns. I mean, I have been impressed at some of the ideas that they've come up with to try to manipulate the fans psychologically to cheer for this guy. Now, the problem is, in the case of Roman Reigns, the fans have just, they've made it up in their mind. We are never going to cheer this guy. It doesn't matter what you do. It doesn't matter who you put him with. We will boo this guy until we are dead. So that's like an aberration that you got to throw out. Now, the rest of this stuff, I mean, I've ranted about this Becky thing for months now. I don't want to waste everybody's time, but the story they told, the psychology of the story they told, the fans were going to cheer Becky Lynch. This was not a situation where the story they told was that Becky was going to be a heel, and everyone just decided they were going to cheer anyway, and it's the fans' fault. That's absolutely not what happened in this storyline. This storyline, to anybody with a brain, was designed to get Becky cheered. She gets cheered, and like they're confused because they wanted her to be booed. So now they got to try and go the other direction. We'll have Becky attack her while she's signing autographs for a child. Well, now you've messed this entire thing up. You've told a story where the fans are behind Becky, so it doesn't matter what Becky does. She's going to get cheered. I believe that this claim that, well, you know, there's no real baby faces and heels. Now this is like an excuse for their back-ass-words booking not working. They got to blame the fans. They got to blame, like, oh, it's just a thing in society. There are no baby faces and heels. That's not true. There are. They try to book baby faces and heels, but they don't know what they're doing, and that's why they get these different reactions. It's not the fans deciding that they're going to just revolt against everything. That's the excuse they want to give. That's not what's happening here.
Give us some heroes, would you?
They can't book a hero. Daniel Bryan shaking his fist at a baby and a wife, for crying out loud. They think that's a baby face move. Back in a moment, Wrestling Observer Live.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Call the CPAP hotline now. 800-430-4234. 800-430-4234. That's 800-430-4234. Copays and deductibles apply. Supplies are replaced in accordance with Medicare guidelines.
Hi, Rick Tittle here. You may know me as the sports talk host. I can talk about all sports: football, basketball, baseball, hockey, soccer, golf, tennis, auto racing, boxing, Olympics, rollerball. But this time I'm here to talk about pain. If you have pain in your knee or your back like I do, then you should know about the Health Alert Hotline. If Medicare is your primary insurance, then you could qualify for a back or knee brace at little or no charge. I have an old injury from my football playing days. And anything that can help take that pain away and make it more manageable, that has my attention. I love the free delivery, and they take care of the paperwork for you. So if you have Medicare and need help for back, ankle, knee, or shoulder pain, please call the Health Alert Hotline at 800-428-1570. That's 800-428-1570. Agents are standing by 24/7, so go ahead and call now. 800-428-1570.
When you struggle with credit card bills every month, you're not just in debt. Debt is all around you.
I see people every day that are on the brink. They're going to go over the edge, and at the bottom is bankruptcy, and we pull them back.
At the Debt Helpline, we're experts at helping you resolve your debt problems and become free of debt. We can help you pay off your debt and give you one lower monthly payment that you can afford.
You do get to consolidate your payments. You only have to worry about making one payment a month instead of making three or four or five.
If you have $5,000, $10,000 or more in credit card bills, call the Debt Helpline now for a free confidential debt analysis.
800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
call the CESI Debt Helpline right now for a free confidential debt review. 800-957-6063. 800-957-6063.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervivi, also of WrestlingObserver.com. Let's do a little bit of news. Brock Lesnar's back. It's actually been in the works for a while. I think it's probably been in the works since SummerSlam, because the very night after SummerSlam, Paul Heyman said that Brock wanted his rematch at Hell in a Cell, and he was told no. I think that was just a build to Brock coming back and just ruining the match. That's the storyline that they told. The whole deal is he's going to be wrestling in Saudi Arabia, and he is still training for a UFC fight with Daniel Cormier. He's doing both. Now, it's not a great idea to do both, but like I talked about with Shawn Michaels, there is a preposterous amount of money being thrown around for that Saudi Arabia show, enough to get Brock Lesnar to both wrestle and train for UFC, and Shawn Michaels to come out of retirement after a decade. So much money is being thrown around here. It ain't $1 million. I don't know how much each guy is getting, but I do know that when Brock re-signed after WrestleMania, it was a 7-figure deal for 2 matches. So I'm sure it's probably another 7-figure deal for a match in Saudi Arabia. So he's back. And we'll see if he ends up on Raw tonight. But think about the size of that. I've been saying for a while that match is not going to be on the network. It has not been announced for the network. However, how in the world can you have Brock Lesnar on that show and Shawn Michaels on that show and not put it on the WWE network? Which would be, by the way, 4 days after the WWE Women's Evolution pay-per-view. So that's a lot of shows on the network in a very short period of time that all have to be promoted on Monday Night Raw.
Well, because you put it on Fox or NBC Universal later on, because you make a whole special around it or something like that. I mean, that would be how, I would think, right?
What do you mean how? What are you talking about?
You said, well, how could they not put it on the network? Well, if they decide to not put it on the network.
Well, they are going to put it on the network. That's my point.
Oh, well, okay then.
No.
Well, you're like acting like, well, they haven't announced it yet, as if it's like not a foregone conclusion it's going to be on there. If that's going to be the case, then yeah, I mean, if they can make a special out of it that they can air cross-platform on NBC Universal, I mean, sure, I would go ahead and do that if you can make some, get a sponsorship dollar out of it or something like that.
Well,
sure.
No, it's weird to me because they've been promoting the Evolution pay-per-view for like 2 months already, and this show is 4 days later. There hasn't been a word about it yet. That's bizarre to me.
Well, I mean, considering some of the blowback in certain circles from last time around and some of the emotions that it probably and definitely will stir up, I'm not saying that you can sweep something like this under the rug or under the table or anything like that, but they can be very swift at promoting things when they want to. And when they don't want to, and when they don't want to promote someone, they put it to the side. Look, this is still going to be, I'm sure, out there everywhere, but they don't have to beat this to death, especially when the other side of that coin is the women's pay-per-view and obviously puts them in a far better light in almost all aspects of everything.
This person here says, doesn't the Shawn Michaels deal have to be a multi-million dollar deal? If not, you're telling me they haven't offered him. No, I've said that from day one. It's a multi-million dollar deal. I don't know how much, okay? But it's more than $1 million.
Seriously, does anybody at the level of a superstar entertainer in any field right now, do they get off their couch for any less than 7 figures?
Well,
I'm dead serious.
Well, here's the thing. Okay, I don't know Shawn Michaels' financial situation right now, but I do know that he was retired and happily living in Texas. And then, like a year or two ago, he packed up his entire family and he moved to Florida so he could work for NXT. Now, that could just be like, he got a hair up his ass and decided he wanted to train guys. Or maybe he was running through his savings. That could very well be what happened.
I
mean, maybe they're only offering $1 million. But my guess is that based on where this show is taking place, the show ain't taking place in America. It's not taking place at WrestleMania. It's taking place in Saudi Arabia. I mean, I'd be stunned. I should say I wouldn't be stunned. If they offered him $5 million, I wouldn't be stunned. If they offered him $7.5 million, I wouldn't be stunned. But it's millions and millions of dollars to do this show. Because even if he's got enough money to last him the rest of his life, obviously it's got to be millions and millions and millions of dollars for him to go back on his word and come out of retirement. There's no scenario where he's barely making anything for this. It's millions of dollars. Has to be.
Let's see him come out of retirement also first, too.
Well,
let's make that official.
It's as official as it's going to get. You'll see in Australia when the secret plan comes to fruition.
Aye.
Let's go to the phones. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, what's up, guys? Tim in Miami. Just a quick thoughts on the show last night. To me, it was an example of the best and the worst WWE has to offer in one show. I thought the Raw tag title match was probably the best main roster match I've seen maybe all year. I thought Charlotte Becky was great. I thought Joe AJ was great. On the flip side, I do not need to see Maryse wrestle ever again. And for the second big show in a row, they somehow managed to send the crowd home angry. And when I looked at the show at the beginning, I said, oh, my God, seven matches. Maybe they're going to exercise some modicum of discipline and finish this thing at 3 hours, 3 hours, 10 minutes. But no, they had it still 10, 12 minutes between every match. The thing went 3 hours and 40. Again, too long. If they cut those breaks to 6 or 7 minutes, they can shave 25 or 30 minutes off of the show.
But hold on, Tim. Hold on. Let me stop you there. These new pay-per-views, they're advertising as being 3.5 hour shows. So you will never see one. They could have five matches. They're not going to go 3 hours. This is a gimmick to explain to shareholders that fans are watching more of the network than ever.
I want to see them put up a slide as they're doing this, and it's like a shot of the New Day and Mr. Buttersworth or whatever his name is. Like, our viewership's up, over 3.5 hours worth of viewing, and it, like, the slide clicks to that.
It's cool.
Just,
hey,
it's ridiculous.
I was happy they were done in 3 hours and 40 minutes. I thought that showed restraint.
Oh, my.
It's still too long. Then if you want to go 3 hours and 30 minutes, give me more action. These breaks between matches, I don't need that much Charlie Caruso in pre-show panel during the show. It's too much. I've seen all the video packages before. It drives me crazy.
God, of all the complaints on the show, I thought it was pretty well-paced and had... I mean, look, here are the times on the main show. The Randy Orton match, 25 minutes. The Ziggler match, 23 minutes. The AJ match, 20 minutes. And the main event, 24 minutes. I mean, they gave all those matches a lot of time, and there wasn't a lot of filler on that show, I thought. Am I imagining things, everybody?
No,
too
much time between matches. Way too much.
Well, they're never going to get rid of their video packages. Ever.
Well, that's
ever.
Their video packages are the best things going outside of, like, when 24/7 or there's, like, you know, somebody is able to top them because their focus is on it. But, like, on the regular, WWE stuff is the best. It's just that we see the same ones, and we watch them build week after week after week on both shows where they add to it week after week after week, and then we get hit with it again on a show that's 3 hours and 40 minutes on a show where we're getting, like you said, a bunch of 20-minute matches. That's cool, but we might have bad endings to it. That may sour us a little bit. And now we're getting Mr. Buttersworth to extend out the time, and it's like it becomes too masturbatory with the video packages as well as everything else. It's too much, and I know that's not going to change, but – you know, again, unless somebody says it, you know, it's, they may think they're actually doing the right thing. I'm just pitching in my two cents.
This person says, frankly, the most entertaining part of WWE's pay-per-views for me is Brian and Vinny's review of it. I'll say this, okay? I rarely crack myself up. But last night on the show, rewatched on the video site the discussion that we had about Ronda's ribs giving out. I literally was crying.
I did laugh.
I watched it like 10 times in a row. I didn't even remember everything that I'd said by the end of the night. But I literally had tears in my eyes from that deal right there.
We should actually play that little clip on the show.
I don't think I can because I think there might be profanity. But
Let me get to it. I might be able to edit it.
All right. We'll see what we can find. All right. To the phones. You're on the air. What's up?
Hey, guys. What's going on? I just wanted to touch on the Ronda Rousey thing. What do you guys feel about the Ronda Rousey hulking up type deal where they zoom in on her eyes and she's all of a sudden got the demeanor changed and, you know, a Hogan-esque type thing where she's all of a sudden invincible.
I'll tell you what I think, my friend. I'll tell you what I think. This is my overall view on professional wrestling as well. Mm-hmm. Sometimes I watch Ronda Rousey's matches and it was less so last night, but I really saw it on Monday. It's like, man, she is green and she sells too much. And man, she's sitting
here. Especially for Alexa Bliss.
Oh my God, she's selling for Alexa Bliss, who, like, number one, she just, like, completely slaughtered at SummerSlam.
Right.
And now, I guess because her ribs gave out and her viscera is coming out her mouth, she's sitting here selling for Alexa Bliss for, like, 8 minutes or whatever. But here's the thing. Here is the thing, my friend. When she did that face, which I thought was very goofy, and then she roared, and Alexa had to do a cartoon reaction to it, which I thought was very goofy. Guess what? The fans loved it. And they cheered.
Right, but
and they went crazy. But that's the end of the day, dude. If she does this and it works for the fans, then I have no problem with it. It worked. I may disagree. I may think it's a little bit wacky. But to me, it doesn't matter if she does something designed to get a babyface pop and it gets a huge babyface pop. That's the goal of this business.
I agree with you completely, but that talking, and then she had Alexa Bliss's arm, and she's like, who wants a souvenir, and she's stumbling over her words. She needs to go in there, kill whoever she's with, till they find somebody suitable enough for her to maybe do that one-on-one challenge. Mike, I have one question for you. When do you pull the plug on Drew McIntyre? That guy looks like he's ready to be a world champion. When he came out on the apron with the music going,
pull the trigger, not pull the plug. Yeah.
I apologize. Yes. Pull the trigger.
I was baffled there for a
moment. Pull the trigger.
Yes. Go ahead, Mike.
Not until we get, I think, probably closer to Royal Rumble season. And I don't see him winning it or anything. Like, I'm not even thinking about that right now. But, like, I would wait until then. You got all this other stuff going on. And he could be a breakout guy. So why don't you just wait till you have time to focus on him and wait until all this other stuff kind of shakes out and we get into a new season.
Hey, this person says, tell Tim in Miami there's no such thing as too much Charlie Caruso. Hey, she's the best they got right now. Back in a moment, Observer Live. We'll be again. Other points in between. And the cool, cool mornings turn the days of swim or sink. Living right is easy.
You've seen him on national television. You've heard him on national radio. Kevin Todd, president and CEO of thesportsbrokers.com, is releasing his underdog game of the month. The wrong team is favored. It's yours absolutely free. Call now, 800-220-6262. The line on this game is off by 10 to 14 points. Start your football season on a winning note. There's no one better against the spread than Kevin Todd. Become part of Kevin Todd's inner circle and you'll have access to his upset specials. Dogs winning outright. Favorites running away to win by 3 to 4 touchdowns. Let him earn your business. Let thesportsbrokers.com show you how to win consistently. Call now and get today's underdog winner outright. 800-220-6262. Absolutely free. Kevin Todd is the nation's number one sports handicapper. He's the professional the professionals turn to. It's yours absolutely free at 800-220-6262. That's 800-220-6262. Kevin Todd turns outcomes into incomes. Call now. 800-220-6262.
Attention to anyone that's written a book or wants to write a book. The process is not that complicated. Take a first step. Even if you write a page a day, you'll build momentum and your book will become a reality. The hard part is getting it published. That's when you need to call Page Publishing. They've got hundreds and hundreds of thank yous from different new authors, just like you. They make the process of publishing your new book and getting it sold online a simple process. You can learn how simple it is right now by calling for your free Page Publishing new author submission kit. One quick 3-minute phone call, that's all it takes to get free information and learn how you can get your book published. Pick up your phone right now and call us 24 hours a day at this number. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. 800-603-0885. That's 800-603-0885.
In times of economic uncertainty and chaos, your money means nothing. You may not even be able to get it from your bank or ATM. And the money you do have in the stock market will go down and down. What you can bank on is gold and silver. Gold and silver have been a reliable and trusted form of currency for thousands of years. Gold and silver have never been worth zero, and typically gold holds its value during economic turmoil. Call the Gold Hotline now and learn how to protect your money and your assets with gold and silver. And learn how to set up a new IRA or roll over your current one into a gold-backed IRA. Protect your money from the next market crash with gold and silver. Call now for your free gold guide.
800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. 800-535-7789. That's 800-535-7789.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervivi on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
All right, let's go to the phones, and then I want to do a bunch of text messages because we've been flooded here today. I want to give you guys your voice. You're on the air. What's going on?
Hey, Brian. Hey, Mike. It's John. Oh, man. You guys hit it just spot on with the whole thing of them getting...
We pulled the plug on the head. You're right. Yeah.
Why do they get upset at us as fans for not accepting horrible, bad, ill-conceived ideas that they came up with?
Who are they going to blame? Themselves? Vince? I mean, we're all that's left.
Yeah, I know.
It's got to be the Smarks. And they're very careful to say it's the Smarks so that you, the fan, think, well, he's not yelling at me. He's yelling at the Smarks. Very clever.
I love that. If you disagree with us or at all, then you're
too.
The Smark.
it's just, you know, one of these things. They don't want to own up to their own foolishness. If they could get out of their way, they have plenty of talent where they could just do marvelous shows night in and night out, but they can't seem to get out of their own way a vast majority of the time. And, you know, the only place where you see a firm, usually firm sense of logic in booking is in NXT, and it's because you've got more wrestling people infusing ideas into that and less Hollywood writers may not know the history of what they're doing that goes back, you know. If you've got a writer on your staff who cannot tell you in the past 5 years who one of your top line boss are, that needs to be fired and not working in your company, because that just is insane to me. I've heard cases of where you had that situation going on. How do you not know your own product? It's
well, they
ridiculous.
Do know their own product. And they just think it's different than what we see it as being. That's the big problem. Like, it's just ridiculous. Like, back in the day, you could watch, I feel like an old man, but it's true. Like, I could watch, and I'm even saying, like, promotions outside of WWE. I mean, twice yesterday, I explained the very first Hell in a Cell match, which was a psychological absolute masterpiece. And now, it's like I watch this pay-per-view, and you could ask me a dozen questions about why anything had happened on the show, and literally the answer is, because. Like, that's the best I can come up with. Because. Why did Dolph climb the cage? Because.
Because.
There was no logical reason for it. Wait, trying to outrun Seth Rollins climbing a cage? Are you kidding me?
Of all the people
in the entire promotion, you're going to try and outrun by climbing something.
Yes, who's going to outclimb Casey Cannizzaro? That'll be the next one. Maybe Alexa Bliss can do that. Nia Jax can do that one.
Yeah, that's like, yeah, you know, you'd be like on an NXT show. It's like some woman's afraid of Casey, and so she hides on top of the ring post. That's a brilliant idea. Of all the places, let's hide on top of the ring post. Let me read some of these text messages here. I'm sure this is Tim. I can find all the Charlie I need in Google Images. Well, here's what I'm saying, Tim. There's some things that you have to accept on a WWE show. One of them is you're going to have 9 million video packages. And usually they're very good video packages. So, I mean, there's plenty of other things I can complain about. And the second thing is you're going to get some backstage interviews. And of all of the people, of all of the women they've got in the company right now, that are in that role, Charlie's the best. So I'm not going to complain about that. What happened to Dasha, by the way?
Doesn't matter because Miss Braxton's there. So if I like Kayla a lot more than poor Dasha, I think she does a much better job. So
Kayla does do a better job than Dasha.
Goodness. So we've got upgrades.
Everybody does a better job than Dasha. I mean that the nicest way possible.
Upgrades at a lot of the announcer positions with Renee going in there, and you know the pre-show is the pre-show. I don't need to see it during the regular show too. I'd like to just be able to avoid it altogether. But in the, you know, the standing mic rolls in the back, I mean, it's about as good as it can get right now. So yay to that.
Swear says, was Brock contractually obligated to remain clean-shaven during his most recent string of appearances? Seems like every time he leaves to do something else, he tries to grow a mountain man beard. No, my friend, it's because it's hunting season and it's the fall. Thus, he is growing a beard for purposes of warmth.
Plus, he feels like it. If Brock feels like growing a beard in the dead of summer, then he'll be out there looking like Ryan Fitzpatrick then or something like that. But he just, if Brock wants to do it, Brock's going to do it. And yes, it's hunting season, so there you go.
Spurs says, in WWE's mind, I'll bet Becky was the heel last night because she's a woman and didn't just have a post-match smiling hug. Well, the idea was, by shunning Charlotte's handshake, she was supposed to be a heel. But at SummerSlam, her alleged best friend attacked her from behind and stole the title as she was in the process of winning it. So, in what universe should she just accept Charlotte's handshake? I wouldn't trust her. I'd turn my back, too. They don't even get it. That what makes logical sense in the storyline is for Becky to shun her handshake. They're so stupid, they think that this is a heel move. They don't even know the story they wrote.
Because they don't know their fans, and they don't care, and they just don't, they aren't thinking that way. They're looking at, like, big blonde Charlotte, you know, coming back. Everybody loves Charlotte. She's the queen, all this other stuff. Her dad's Ric Flair. Great. Meanwhile, as this is going on, Becky Lynch, who has been there forever and has always been popular or maintained a certain level of popularity and certainly has carved out her own niche fan base, she goes on a winning streak where she starts to beat everyone with an armbar, and she starts to get incredibly popular. It picks up with the mainstream of their fans, seemingly inside of arenas. Things seem to be going well, and then Charlotte butts her face in. And who hasn't been in a situation like that where somebody more popular, somebody who maybe has gotten more opportunities, somebody who's from a better off situation, comes in there and bumps you out of your spot, and you got to share it. And it's like, well, you know, I guess this is the business, but all right, fine, let's go. And then you have the match, and she basically knocks you out of it again, and there you go. And who hasn't been in a situation where they haven't been put down like that? Well, apparently nobody in WWE, because if that happens to you, well, then obviously you're a bad person for wanting to push back. And the person that has been bequeathed all of these things by just strolling right in, well, they're the fan favorite. Well, I guess I should shut my pie hole because I just don't understand these stories.
All right, I got a bunch more of these. We got to keep going here. And now I feel bad because I've been alerted that Dasha ruptured her Achilles and she's been in the hospital.
Oh, God, that sucks.
That does I don't want anyone to get hurt, and I feel bad. I don't know how she did that. I mean, I presume it wasn't asking questions, but I didn't know she was training, or maybe it was something else she was doing. But hopefully she gets well soon.
I've been alerted that it was Mr. Bootiesworth, not Mr. Buttersworth.
Yes. Spurn says, I'm always worrying Ronda's going to have a wardrobe malfunction with the gear she wears. Hey, listen to Friday's Lance Storm show, and he will explain the lengths that the women go to make sure they don't have a malfunction. Spurn says, why is WWE insisting on telling us that AJ is a second-class world champion? He finishes support this wholeheartedly. I don't know. It's because, you know, they want to book feuds, but they don't understand how to book a feud with a finish. So he's had 14, let me repeat that, 14 pay-per-view screwy finishes in 2 years. So that's over 50% because there have been, what, 24 pay-per-views? And I don't even know if he's been on every single one of them. I presume he has, but that's an astounding number. In 2018 alone, 5 screwy finishes, and it's only September. This person says, technically, the Saudi Arabia show has not been announced, period, so they can't announce it for the network if the show is not announced yet. Well, that's true. That's
absolutely
true. Oh, yeah, Dasha. I don't want to apologize. I didn't say anything bad. I just pointed out that I didn't like her work as a backstage announcer. But I do feel bad that she got hurt.
Well, yeah, absolutely.
Please let us know the date you and Vinny will be reviewing the Marine 6 with Shawn Michaels. There's just too much stuff. I'd love to, but there's too much stuff. All righty. Paige just announced via Twitter that Shinsuke Nakamura will defend the U.S. title tomorrow against Rusev on SmackDown. So look at that. Rusev comes off a tag title shot on the losing end, and tomorrow he will get a U.S. title match.
Do you think it will end with a loss via the hands of Aiden English?
It's very possible. I mean, look at it this way. They always have to have tournaments to determine who gets a tag title match. You have to win a tournament to get a tag title match. This guy's coming off a tag title loss, and he immediately just gets a singles championship match.
The land of opportunity.
Land of opportunity, yeah. Who cares? Person here.
Hey, what show is that on, Brian?
A SmackDown.
Ah.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. That. Seriously. Why? Thought Hell in a Cell was great, this person says. If you remove the main event, probably the best pay-per-view of the year so far, why are Roman's big matches always a garbled mess? Well, because they don't want to beat his opponent. Which begs the question why they put him together. Like their hand is forced. Like, the U.S. government has forced us to put Braun Strowman and Roman Reigns in a Hell in a Cell match. We have no say in the matter. Therefore, we must figure out how to not beat Braun. That's what's going on here, apparently. Where it says, can you believe we live in a world where Braun Strowman is on the short list of failed Money in the Bank cash-ins? Yeah, of course I can. You kidding me? I believe anything nowadays. What's the point of Hell in a Cell if the match can end in a no contest? Is the Money in the Bank briefcase cashed in and done? Yes, and yes. It's cashed in and done. I mean, they could come on TV tonight and say that didn't count. He gets his briefcase back. I mean, they can do anything they want. I'd be surprised about nothing. This person here says, is the Australia event the only pay-per-view in October minus the women's only pay-per-view? I think so. Somebody could look it up, but I believe, I guess Saudi Arabia is November. So yeah, those are your two pay-per-view events in October, as far as I know. If Becky is supposed to be a heel right now, at the rate that Vince is losing his mind, he will make Katie Catanzaro the biggest heel on the main roster. Well, yeah.
Hey, they were quick to turn Alexa Bliss into a heel, although that was a great move. You know, when Alexa Bliss started out in NXT, it was like, well, she could probably fill a really unique niche role, and Katie Catanzaro can absolutely fall into that as well, too. So we'll see going forward here. Let's actually get her in some matches here more first.
Look at this. They've got Zelina Vega, whose father died on 9/11. And I had so many people who were texting and emailing in saying, if you see the video they do about Zelina Vega, it was on like WWE.com or something a couple of days ago. There's no way you'll be able to watch it without crying. And she's 5 feet tall, and she's gorgeous, and she's a heel. So, yeah, they could do it with anybody.
Well, she also shouldn't be, I don't know. It goes back to a manager thing, too. I'd love to also see now Rusev's is getting a match with Nakamura. What the hell is going on with Andrade C and Almas? I don't know what, he deserves something better. I don't know what anybody deserves or how exactly it works. But, like, can we get Almas with something going on? He's just too talented, and they're too talented in act to waste there or to have her be the focal point of everything. Can we give my man some shine, please?
Person says, I have no problem with WWE turning Becky heel. When they wanted to make Kurt Hennig a heel, and when he first went to WWF, I thought that'll never work. I was wrong. He pulled off the Mr. Perfect character amazingly. Okay, Hackman, there's a massive difference here, all right?
Hackman.
When he was coming into WWE, he was going to be a brand new, fresh character. And so they gave him a character, and he made it work, okay? The difference here is Becky Lynch, based on 2 months of SmackDown storytelling and her win streak beating all of the heels, Becky Lynch going into SummerSlam was the hottest heel on either brand in the women's division, or the hottest babyface. I mean, who was hotter than Becky Lynch going into SummerSlam? Anybody?
Nobody.
Okay, well, they turned her heel, and now who do they have? Well, it's still Becky because they don't have another top babyface when they decided to turn her heel. That's the difference here.
It'll be Mella.
Oh, God. Back in a moment, Observer Live.
You get a shiver in the dark, it's raining in the park, but meantime. Sound of the river, you're stopping your home.
Not too long ago, it felt good to withdraw your cash from the bank, didn't it? For a vacation or a new car. But today, withdrawing your own cash has become risky. Pat Boone here for Swiss America. According to The Secret War, a new Swiss America white paper, I learned that all banks are now required to spy on you and me for the government. and then report any financial behavior deemed suspicious or unusual. You must read The Secret War. It's free. Truth is, I believe the government's new war against cash is really a war against us all. But The Secret is now out. So please, get and read The Secret War.
Pick up your phone and call right now. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. 800-932-5517. Once again, that's 800-932-5517.
If you are age 85 or younger, call to learn more about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network. The average funeral now costs over $10,000. Are you at risk of leaving loved ones to help pay your debts? A final expense policy for seniors can pay up to $30,000 for funeral and other final expenses. You don't need a medical exam, and you can have lifetime coverage, and the policy cannot be canceled. To receive free information about final expense plans from a licensed agent in the Angel Care Network, call now. You'll also receive information about a free prescription discount card just for calling in. Agents are standing by.
Call 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. 800-508-5774. Call now. That's 800-508-5774.
Hi, I'm Dr. Robert Clapper, Chief of Orthopedic Surgery at Cedars-Sinai Medical Group in Los Angeles, California. Dedicated to your health, your life, and your sports. As a weekend warrior, you know about sports injuries and pain. Exercise is an important element in keeping your body's core in good shape to minimize sports injuries. But when you are in pain, there is one product that I recommend to my patients, and that is Blue Goo Gel. Blue Goo consists of a proprietary formula developed specifically for the treatment of inflammation and general muscle aches and strains. I recommend Blue Goo for my patients coping with hip and knee pain before surgery, especially bursitis and tendonitis. Give Blue Goo a try. Call 1-888-330-0123 and you'll receive a 1 week supply of Blue Goo absolutely free. The makers of Blue Goo are even paying the shipping. The number again is 1-888-330-0123. If you want more information on Blue Goo, visit online at www.dothegoo.com.
Now available at select Big Five stores near you.
You are listening to Wrestling Observer Live with Brian Alvarez and Mike Sempervive on the Sports Byline Broadcasting Network.
Back in the show, Brian Alvarez here, Wrestling Observer Live. Mike Sempervive, also WrestlingObserver.com. I furiously was typing through the break trying to respond to as many text messages as I could here today. This one here, why can't Ronda just do a regular armbar? I've been hearing about this for like weeks now. I have no idea, but here's my theory. Right. So they know what a real armbar looks like because Asuka was doing it for like a few months before they decided they weren't going to do Asuka and Ronda, and so Asuka had to stop doing the armbar, a regular straight armbar. I think they think that the way that she does the armbar, where the arm ends up bent, makes it look like she's breaking their arm.
Huh?
But it doesn't. It looks like she's bending their arm. So I think that's why they do it. I have no idea. It's just a different way to brand something and make her look different.
Put some sports entertainment on it.
Yeah. So there you go. That's all I can come up with, everybody.
Hit some cowbell on your armbar there.
Yeah.
Sass it up.
How in the hell this person says, can a Hell in a Cell match end in a no contest? Don't ask me. It has happened before. But like,
not like this.
The whole idea of Hell in a Cell is, I mean, here's the thing. They even had the announcer say going into the main event that the ref is only there to count the pin or record a submission. Like, that's it. So why should we be expecting them to do a DQ in a Hell in a Cell match? It's preposterous.
Oh,
just ridiculous.
By the way, about that cell, I've seen green, like a forest green plastic used a lot of the time at Playground. So I would say, because it was, to me, very distracting having the red, go with the green. I think it would actually work out great. Either that or just go to black.
Back in a moment. By that, I mean tomorrow.
Brian. It's over.
We're here every day, Monday through Friday, noon Pacific, 3 Eastern. Sundays, 3 Pacific, 6 Eastern. Want to thank Mike, as always.
Never
Scott,
ever.
Best wishes to Dom, everybody in the studio. We'll talk to you again next time. Wrestling Observer Live.